ladies and gentlemen, Dennis Day.
Every song I sing, I'll sing to you. And I hope I can bring you a smile or two.
Dennis Day is brought to you by Palmolive Soap and Palmolive Shave Cream. Palmolive Soap, your beauty hope, and Palmolive Shave Cream for a smoother, more comfortable way to shave. The Dennis Day Show with Barbara Eiler, Dee Benaderet, Dink Trout, Charles Dance in the orchestra, and yours truly, Vern Smith, is written by Frank Galen and stars our popular young singer in A Day in the Life of Dennis Day. Ladies and gentlemen, for the past 2 months, the record division of the RCA Victor Company has been running a contest to find additional lyrics for the Dennis Day recording of Clancy Lowered the Boom, with a prize of a $500 bond, and also a disc jockey contest for the best letter on why they like to spin Dennis's record of this great hit, with another $500 bond to the winner. Now the judges have made their decision. The winning disc jockey is Bob Morgan of Auburn, New York. And here is Dennis to sing the prize-winning lyrics submitted by Thomas F. Fallon of Pacific, Missouri. Clancy Lowered the Boom.
Now Clancy was the peaceful man, if you know what I mean. The cop picked up the pieces after Clancy left the scene. He never looked for trouble, that's a fact you can assume. But nevertheless, when trouble would press, Clancy loved the boom. Oh, the Clancy, oh, the Clancy. Whenever they got to the Irish up, Clancy loaded the boom, 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 boom. Now Clancy went to see a fight with wife and sister Kate. The bout was really getting good when Dugan walked in late. Then Dugan said to all of them, you better make some room. Before he could grunt and sit down in the front, Clancy loaded the boom. Oh, the Clancy, oh, the Clancy. Whenever they got to the Irish up, Clancy loaded the boom, 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 boom. Now Clancy marched on Patton Jay, and oh, he looked so grand. He strolled right down the avenue behind a big brass band. Everything was going fine while he played a Scottish tune. Before they could change to home on the range, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, the Clancy, oh, the Clancy. Whenever they got to the Irish up, the Clancy lowered the boom, 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 boom. The neighbors all turned out for Cato Grady's wedding night. McDougal had said he'd let her from for night. I think I'll start a fight. He kissed the bride and wrecked the hall and pulverized the groom. Then quicker the wait before you could think, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy, oh, that Clancy. Whenever they got the virus up to Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy, oh, that Clancy. Whenever they got the virus up, Clancy lowered the boom. It was the greatest fight you ever did see when Clancy lowered the boom.
Men, if you like oceans of rich, thick, moisture-soaked lather, try the new, different Palmolive lather way to shave. A way that means smoother, more comfortable shaves for three men out of every four.
Yes, the new Palmolive lather shave cream way brings smoother, more comfortable shaves to three men out of every four.
It's a fact, men, not a promise. 1,251 men tried the new Palmolive lather way to shave. And no matter how they shaved before, 81% reported beards easier to cut. 76% said less razor pull. 71% said closer shave. 80% smoother feeling skin.
And three men out of every four reported smoother, more comfortable shave. The Palmolive lather shave cream way. Here's all you do. Wash your face with soap and water. Rinse. Soap your face thoroughly again. Do not rinse.
Brush Palmolive lather upward into beard to get the full benefit of Palmolive lather shave cream's beard conditioning effect. Then shave.
That's all. But you be the judge. Get Palmolive lather shave cream and try the new, different Palmolive lather way to shave. Remember, it's proof. Proof to give smoother, more comfortable shaves to three men out of every four.
The
The town of Weaverville has never been considered an art center.
But this week, there is a potential Rembrandt in every home, and paint flows like water. For the local museum is sponsoring an amateur art contest with a prize of $500. And among those who are entering canvases is no less than our young hero's landlady, Mrs. Anderson. She had never painted before, but she'd heard that if one had suffered, one had the makings of a great artist. And having lived with Dennis Day for 3 years, she figured she was in. So for weeks, she's been working behind locked doors. And this morning, at last, as Dennis sits in the breakfast room alone, waiting for the rest of the family, she enters with the big news.
It's done, Dennis. Finished. My masterpiece.
Gosh, you mean you're painting Mrs. Anderson? Can I see it?
Well, of course. It's in the living room. Oh, it's breathtaking. I've called it The Beginning of Day.
You mean you painted a picture of me when I was a baby?
Certainly not.
Oh, well, come on. I'm dying to see it.
All right. There.
Oh, my gosh, Mrs. Anderson. What color, what theme and composition. The way the blues and the greens and the
red.
Yes.
Huh? That's my smock. The painting's over here.
Oh, my gosh, that's even more beautiful than the smock. It is a masterpiece, Mrs. Anderson. It's magnificent.
Oh, Dennis, do you really think so?
It's glorious and so wonderfully lifelike. Honest, that fried egg looks real enough to eat.
A fried egg? That's the sun.
The sun?
Certainly. This is a New England landscape.
Oh, is that what the land looks like up there?
Oh, of course.
So they must have to import all their food, huh?
Now listen here, young man.
Oh, but it's a beautiful painting, Mrs. Anderson. Really, it is. And the farm woman in the center of the picture is so typical.
Oh, she is.
Oh, yes. But how come you painted it with only four fingers?
That happens to be a cow.
Oh, yeah. I see the woman now. She's down on her knees turning on the faucet.
That isn't a woman either. It's a pail.
Really? She sure looks like a woman around the handle.
What's the matter with you anyway? Haven't you got eyes in your head? How can you possibly think a perfectly painted cow is a woman with four fingers?
Oh, gee, I didn't see it.
Oh, my goodness, you finished your painting.
Yes.
Oh, and it's gorgeous, Mother. Isn't that, darling? Four little children blowing up a balloon.
You know, they aren't blowing up a balloon.
Well, no, but what are they doing?
Working for a dairy.
Mildred Anderson, can't you see that's a cow? Are you blind? The trouble with you people is you don't know anything about art.
Oh, golly, I'm sorry, Mother. Oh, hi, Daddy.
Good morning, children. Hi, Cocklenose. Oh, my gracious, you finished your picture, Foopsie.
Yes.
Oh, if that isn't the loveliest painting I've ever seen. A mother dachshund and her four puppies.
So, now you.
Huh?
I'm afraid you're wrong, too, Mr. Anderson. You don't whistle for these, you squeeze them.
You do what?
Oh, you're awful, all of you. And I did so want to win that prize. They've even got Jean-Pierre Broussard, the famous French landscape painter, coming from New York to award it.
But, Mother, how do you know Mr. Broussard won't award your painting the prize after?
Sure, maybe we can get him drunk or something.
Here you go again. Here I give my all to create a thing of beauty, and all you want to do is throw cold water on it.
See, here's an idea. Maybe the colors would all run and improve it so it might have a...
You keep quiet!
Yes, ma'am.
Maybe you better run along to work, Dennis.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm late already. Gee, Mrs. Anderson, if I said anything...
Oh, it doesn't matter, Dennis. And anyway, you were right. I'm going to take this painting out to the incinerator and burn it.
Oh, no, Pupsy.
Oh, no, Mother.
Gosh, don't burn it, Mrs. Anderson. That's a very valuable canvas.
Dennis, do you really mean that?
Oh, you bet. The paper says rain tomorrow, and I got holes in both my speakers. Here, I'll put it in my pocket. Good morning, Mr. Jacoby. I'm sorry I'm late.
Hello, honey boy. Oh, sorry a little late. Well, who cares? Well, have I got a surprise for you. Look here, look. Give my gaze there.
Oh, my gosh, a painting. You too?
Yeah, for the contest.
Do you like it?
Gee, it's beautiful, Mr. Jacoby. At last, someone who really knows how to draw a cow. What cow? That's a table and four chairs.
Gee, I'm sorry. Nobody's getting right today.
Look again, honey boy. Don't you see? It's a still life. Two bagels, a piece of pickled herring, and a glass of tea. You know, I call it snack at eventide.
I see now. Yes, beautiful.
Yeah, I'll say it. You see, here's the bagel right over here.
Yeah.
Here's the herring. And over here, just sticking out, is a bowl of Borsvilak boiled potato.
What's that mark down there?
Thief, I look so delicious, I got carried away with it.
Well, I sure hope you win the prize, Mr. Jacoby.
Thanks, and believe me, I deserve every dollar of it. Now, I'd better get to put it in the paper and get... Oh, well, I'll take it. Hello, Don Juan Alvarez of Spinoza's Antique Shop. I'm the proprietor talking. Oh, yes, Mr. Mason.
Yeah.
Huh? But you said I could have another extension, Mr. Mason. Tomorrow? But that's impossible. Where could I get the money? Yeah. Okay, Mr. Mason, goodbye.
Well, what is it, Mr. Jacoby?
The president of the bank. They won't give me another extension on my loan. I'm in ruin.
No.
Yeah, well, goodbye, store, and hello, Pushcart.
If they're going to take the store away from you, what are you going to do?
Well, who knows? I guess I'm sunk.
Didn't you ever learn a trade of some kind?
No, and it was a shame. You know, my mother always wanted me to be a lawyer, and my father insisted I should be a doctor.
Well?
And while they were arguing, I flunked out of grammar school.
Boy, have you got through?
Huh? You're telling me? Yeah. Well, I guess this is goodbye, honey boy. It's a shame, but how could I possibly raise $500 to pay...
Hi, Dennis. Mr. Jacoby.
Oh, hello, Mildred.
Hello, honey girl.
Oh, my goodness, what's the matter with you two?
Well, Mr. Jacoby's going to lose the store if he can't raise $500, Mildred. The bank's foreclosing.
Oh, golly, that's awful, Mr. Jacoby. Well, can't you do anything about it?
No, honey girl. It looks like, if you'll pardon the expression, I'm hamstrung.
Isn't there any place at all you could get $500?
Oh, wait a minute. My painting. Maybe it could win the $500 prize. Oh, I'm not dead yet.
Mr. Jacoby, have you taken a really good look at that painting?
Yeah. Well, once again, my rigor is saying, hello, Mortis.
Well, now, just a second. Maybe Mr. Jacoby's picture could win the prize.
Huh?
Well, listen. The judge of the art contest just arrived in town this afternoon, and he's a Frenchman.
So?
Well... Suppose one of the paintings were signed with a name that was obviously French. Wouldn't it have a better chance?
By golly, she's right. And supposing the painter called on Miss Broussard personally and posed as a fellow Frenchman. Mr. Jacoby, how's your French?
Here and there, it's a little impure. But, as a matter of fact, right in the middle of a kiss to say, I'm liable to egg about.
Gee, I'm afraid you're right.
But you could do it, Dennis.
Yeah, why not? I'll tell Broussard I'm the painter. I can take enough French to fool anyone.
Good. Now all we need is a French signature on the painting and we're home.
But my lovely picture. I should sign for Frenchman's name on my beautiful painting.
Mr. Jacoby, think of your store.
Yeah. Oh, here we go again. Bon voyage, Sam. Hello, Francois.
My lady, who
Well, to save his boss, Mr. Jacoby's store, our hero is on his way to see the judge of the local art contest, Jean-Pierre Brissard. And because Monsieur Brissard is French, Dennis has decided to pose as a famous French painter. Oh, but wait. Who is that now knocking on Monsieur Brissard's door? A very sinister-looking gentleman who obviously means business. And business of a most unpleasant nature.
Oui, monsieur. Did you wish to... Nom. That is a gun in your hand.
Yeah, you ain't just beating your gnomes, pal. Come on, let's have your wallet.
But I have no money, monsieur. I am...
Who wants money? I'm after your identification.
Huh?
Yeah, you see, there's some valuable paintings in that art museum, pal. Only I ain't never been able to get into the place and heist them.
I don't understand.
Well, you just arrived, Frenchy, and nobody in this town knows what you look like, see? So I am going to be you, and they will open a museum door for me. Get it?
Doctor, that is criminal, monsieur. You cannot do that.
Are you trying to stop a man from earning a living? Just hand over your wallet. Quick, that... Uh-oh, there's someone at the door. Quick, you. Get in that closet there and keep your yap shut.
Oh, no, not the closet, please. It is filled with mothballs, to which I am allergic. I cannot say
that. Oh, if you're allergic to them, don't eat them. Get in that closet before I knock the crepe off your Suzette. What? Holy smoke, what do I do now? Start being a Frenchie, I guess, till I can get rid of whoever this is. Come in, Abu.
Ah, Monsieur Broussard?
Oui, madame, oui. Parlez-vous?
Oh, hinky.
Holy blue, you are the Frenchman too, eh?
Oh, certainement, monsieur. We are landsmen.
Yeah. Do not say. Petite world, ain't it?
Ah, oui.
Well, come in, and, pop. It is always a pleasure to jaw with the fellow parasites.
Oh, merci.
Skull.
Chandelier. Parfait. Oh, pardon me, it was your turn.
Oh, that's all right. It was, how you say in English? Nut.
Oui. Well, now that the formalities are over, permit me to make myself of the introduced, monsieur. I am François-Henri Gaston du Fromage, painter extraordinaire.
Ooh la la.
Later, perhaps, when we finish the business.
Habeas corpus.
Not more. But tell me, monsieur, do you like it over here? How are you doing?
Oh, it's, comme ça.
Oh, really? Comme ça, eh?
Oui.
You know something? I have been away from France for so many weeks, I have forgotten what that means.
Oh, is it a fact? Well, it means I am lousy.
But since we are in the America, mon cousin, shall we forget the French and speak only the English from now on, eh?
Oui. I forced myself. Good. But did the monsieur, he speak of some business that he had with me?
Ah, to be sure. About the art contest you are judging, Monsieur Broussard.
Yes?
I have with me here a little masterpiece of a painting.
Oh, yes. This is not bad at all. Oh, very restrained, very subdued.
Let's turn it over, monsieur. The painting is on the other side.
So it is that I make the big pardon of you.
Oh, but of course, this painting, Monsieur Broussard, is worth upwards of $10,000.
What is it, a dolly?
Better, it's a dilly.
Well, you don't say, and it's worth 10 G's. Well, in that case, I think I will forget the museum job, and I'll just take it along with me.
Oh, the monsieur is making the funny joke with...
Get up and hand it over.
Huh? Hey, don't point that thing at me. Don't you know it's a gun?
That is right, mon schmo. I'm taking this painting, and I'm blowing town.
But you can't do that to me. It's stealing.
Oh, no, let's not say that. Let's just call it a French roll, huh? Well, so long, Buster. See you around.
Well, that's the comfiest, comfiest trick I ever heard of. What do I do, Mr. Jacoby's last chance?
Help! Let me out!
Huh?
Oh, please, these mothballs, they are killing me!
You're a moth?
I am Jean-Pierre Broussard!
Oh, my gosh. Well, just a minute, Mr. Broussard. I'll be glad to let you... Hey, wait a minute. If I let you out, will you promise me something?
Anything. These fumes are killing me.
Will you give a certain painting first prize in the contest?
Yes, yes, whatever you say. Just let me out.
Now you're talking. Okay.
Oh, Dennis, do you mean it? My painting is really going to win first prize?
Yes, ma'am. I arranged the whole thing. Only don't forget, Mr. Jacoby gets the money to save the store, and all you get is the honor and the glory.
Well, that's all I wanted. Oh, Dennis, how can I ever repay you for this?
Well, see, if you really want to, you know the blanket you gave me for my bed?
Yes.
Could I have the bed to go under it?
Well, of course, you dear, sweet, wonderful... Oh, look, Mr. Broussard is going to make the announcement. Oh, be still, my fluttering heart.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. It gives me great pleasure now to unveil the winning painting in our amateur art contest. The work of Madame Clara Anderson. And here it is.
Dennis, Dennis. What kind of a title is that to hang over my picture?
Oh, gosh, nobody thought it looked like a cow, Mrs. Anderson. People took it for the Grand Canyon, a big Wilson hand, a puddle of water, so we had to think of something that looked like all three of them.
So you called it Self-Portrait by Clara Anderson. Why, you.
Well, Mrs. Anderson, you. Please. Personally, I think it's very flattering.
Now, here is a very important announcement. Want to win $49,000 in cash? That's right, $49,000 in cash. The first prize offered by the makers of Palmolive soap in their big, exciting 49 Gold Rush Contest. Second prize, $4,900. And there are 4,949 other cash prizes. What a chance to win $100,000 in cash prizes, and it's easy to enter. Simply finish this sentence, I like Palmolive soap because, in 25 words or less. That's all. Just 25 words or less to finish the sentence, I like Palmolive soap because. Then mail your entry right away with a Palmolive soap wrapper. Easy, isn't it? And remember, thousands will strike it rich in this big 49 Gold Rush contest. Enter as often as you like. Get entry blanks and complete rules from your dealer, or send your entries on plain paper with your name and address and dealer's name and address, plus one Palmolive wrapper for each entry. Mail to Gold Rush Contest, Box 49, New York 8, New York. Better write that down. Gold Rush Contest, Box 49, New York 8, New York. But hurry, contest closes a week from next Saturday. Mail your entry right away. Get Palmolive soap right away to help win a lovelier complexion and try for your share of the $100,000 in cash prizes. With the music of Charles Dance and the orchestra, here's Dennis to sing the lovely old ballad, Just a Little Love, a Little Kid.
When the scented night of summer covers field and city with a veil of bloom, all the rainbow full of plain lovers murmuring the words I say.
You will ever hear the word.
Turn into another Dennis Day Show brought to you by Palmolive Soap, your beauty hope, and Palmolive Shave Cream for a smoother, more comfortable way to shave.
Tonight, show him how much lovelier your hair can look after a Luster Cream shampoo. Only Luster Cream brings you Kate Dumas Magic Blend. Glamorizes your hair as you wash it. Yes, tonight, you can be a
dream girl, beautiful Luster Cream girl. You owe your coming glory to a Luster Cream shampoo.
Many people think of the American Red Cross as a great helper only in times of war and disaster. But every day, the Red Cross performs useful services that affect your physical welfare. The Red Cross Nursing Service teaches thousands of homemakers to care for simple illness. A nutrition service gives advice on foods that promote better health. Safety services give valuable training in first aid and accident prevention. These are all services that can benefit you and your community daily. To continue these community services and its other great work, the Red Cross will need $60 million this year. Give generously to the Red Cross that helps so many so often. Listen again next week for Colgate's Hour of Fun, Judy Canova, followed by Dennis Day. For another great comedy program, here, Blondie, next Wednesday evening on your favorite NBC station.
NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.